A fractal is a small part of a bigger thing, which is equivalent. We are all fractals of source. A fractal being an outspring. I think there is a misunderstanding with the word fractal. Fractal is not fragmented pieces. It is a shape or pattern, generated from a wider one. For instance, you see few waves on your oceans. You take one and the pattern will repeat, excited of it indefinitely. A fractal is an infinite reproduction of a pattern. It is not fragmented, it is generated by a bigger pattern, which will generate its total similar alike, but smaller, and smaller, and smaller. It is difficult form to explain to you fractals, but fractals are not something that is scattered. It is something that is generated by a pattern. Can we be located, if we rise our frequency? 64. Once you have activated your portal activity, I would say you're visible. The only way is to make yourself invisible by elevating your frequency, but the portal will remain open. A portal is, you know what is a portal within someone, it is the ability to travel interdimensionally, to be here and be the wherever you want. It can be in a parallel universe. Persons, individuals which are moving living portals, are of course a target to the lower density beings, because if they capture the person they can use the person to travel themselves wherever they want. If they enslave the mind of the person and make of the person someone very obedient. There are not really a specific way to protect yourself to be invisible, except raising your vibration. We will always go back to the same topic. You can expand your consciousness infinitely very fast in the universe, but as far as your consciousness will be expanded, you will still be one. You can expand your energy field, expand your being, but you will always be one being as expanded as where. How works cloaking? Cloaking is a change in frequency. A slight dissonance in frequency in your energy field will make you invisible. This is the technology we mainly use to cloak ships. You just modify their frequency of a tiny slightly unit and you're invisible. This requires technology, but for our individuals it is much more work, because you are your own technology, you are your own device. So this requires more effort. We can also apply the ship technology onto our bodies, but you do not, you are not granted with this. Or our unity nens men hope you have different kinds of hope. You hope for something to come your way, you hope for something to come for others, from you to others. You hope for something to happen. Nesman is the hope for something to happen, and I was using this word to talk about your ace. Orman is a victory in war, acquired bravely. Junior is the peace in the heart after the storm has passed. A silence mirror of a perfect lake. And I wish you all a nice time. Enjoy your life, enjoy being on your beautiful planet. And I will speak to you another time. 65. Missing transmissions The 17th of November 2020, QA Live. November 17th 2020 Nordicalians, who are they? 17.11.2020 Caliv. November 17th 2020 Nordicalians, who are they? https://www.youtube.com/watch.ve=9NCHEAJZLZ8 Hello everyone, welcome to this Q&A Live question answer. The topic of tonight is the different alien races when aim on Earth. Nordics, who are they and what are they doing? What are their agendas with Earth? I've been very lucky in my life to have contacts with these beings, these humanoid aliens. I was rescued by a group of them from an abduction performed by Grey, not a good abduction. So they saved me. They rescued me. I wrote a book about it, A Gift from the Stars. And the knowledge I'm going to share with you tonight, everything is in this book. So who are these beings that we call Nordics? Because they are looking like Scandinavian Earth people, tall blonde hair, blue eyes. So there's a lot of confusion about these aliens, this type of aliens. Why? Because people have testified different stories, very divergent stories about them. Some have had unfortunate experiences with them and some others wonderful experiences. So why is that? Are they good? Are they bad? The answer is, they are as well as good as bad, because there are many different types of them. So some may have experienced with some blonde humanoid aliens involved in malevolent agendas, not serving the good of humanity. And some others may have experienced encounters with other groups of Nordic looking like aliens, which are involved in benevolent and protective agendas regarding to Earth. So it's very difficult to differentiate them, how to know if there are the good ones or the bad ones that when you meet them. I've had the chance to be taught and informed about this. So the people who rescued me when I was a child were Nordic type aliens. They were from many different origins, but they were good. And Thorhan, my protector, taught me an amazing amount of knowledge about different things. So I'm going to share with you tonight what are these different races of Nordic aliens. Who are they, where are they come from, and what are their agendas regarding to Earth. I am not going to start by what are the agendas, because if I start by this you're gonna want to know but who are they, where they come from, what they look like. I took the time to make a little bit of drawings. There are three types of three different groups. You have the Lyran groups from the constellation Lyra, you have the Altairan groups from the constellation Aquilu, and you have the Centaurians from Alpha and B and Proxima Centauri. So Lyra, Altair, Centauri, these are three different groups. I would say starting point of humanoid races. These three groups have nothing to do together genetically. 66. The Lyran races, it's the most complicated. So I will start to explain Altair and Centauri. Centauri and Altair, they look alike, totally alike. They are perfectly humanoid. They look like us, same proportion in the face. The Altairan are slimmer. They have white hair. All the Altairans have white hair, a very clear blonde. And in the Centaurian systems they are same as us, exactly the same. Pale skin and their hair are regarding to the planets. We're going to get there, either blonde or white. They look alike. So it's when you see one belonging to one of these two groups, Altair and Centauri, who cannot tell them apart. It's just impossible. The difference is their agendas, Altair bad, Centauri good. Remember that. You will be able to see on the map of the sky where these three constellations are. Altair, let's see the bad ones. Altair. They are involved in bad stuff on Earth. They are the Nordic humanoids people will have a bad experience with. They name themselves Alkori, Alkori. They have created an alliance of humanoids, the Altair Alliance, but they do not call it like this. They work with the corporate of Altair, which is an association of different races of this star system, which involves these blonde humanoids and reptilians and greys. Because reptiloid and grey races are, 67, the most spread in the galaxy. That humanoid are a minority. The grey races being the most developed, the most more numerous. They have a foot in everything nasty in the galaxy. They work with Orion, they work with the Chukar reptilians, they work on Earth with the Deep State, they work with the Nazi in Antarctica, they work with the US Delos Alliance. I will tell about it later. These Altairan are involved in all the bad programs on Earth. So you will meet them, when you will be misfortunate and unfortunately experiencing bad encounters with Nordics. That's them, although there are also all the reptilians, not all but mainly they know how to shapeshift in anything, so they can take the appearance of Pleiadians, Lyrans, Centaurians, anyone. So that is a trick. They can tell you I'm a Pleiadian, look how bad I am, how perv I am, and you're gonna think oh my god, Pleiadians are perverts, because it will be a reptilian shapeshift in a play. Again reptilians, they are so annoying, they shapeshifting everything and they confuse the mind of everyone. So that's in brackets that's something that stands aside and which is not really part of the Nordic races, because it's just shapeshifting. So that you have to be aware. When you have a bad experience with the Nordic Kitai, either an Altair and Alkhori or either a reptilian shapeshift in any of the blonde races. Centauri. Centauri is the easiest group, because it's smallest. Centauri is a triple star system. Double star system means two stars orbiting around one another and a third one. So the two stars, the binary system, it's Alpha Centauri with Alpha A and Alpha B, okay. Then there's another star orbiting this pair, which is Proxima Centauri or Beta Centauri, Proxima we call it. All these worlds have life and sister planetary systems. Let's start by the binary system. On one of them you have a planet which is called Celo. There are three main races in this triple straw system, in the binary star system. Alpha it's Celo, white humanoid, white hair, clear eyes. They're all white. They are part of the Galactic Federation, they work with them, and in the ancient times a colony of Celosi came on Earth, before the flood long ago, they set a colony. It's the nearest star from our. They set a colony on Earth. They are involved in the foundation of Atlantis with other races like Pleiadians. Shit happens which involved reptilians, greys, different races. It's in my book, Atlantis was destroyed, so they left. A colony, a little fraction of them stayed off Celosians, they went underground, they joined, they settled in the underground realms of Agartha, they changed their name, they were called Telosian and they're still there. But now the Telosians, they're still cousin with brothers with the actual Celosi from Century Alpha Century A. But a big faction of them has been subverted by the reptilians to Chica, who have colonized all the undergrounds. They're not all Thegathuan kingdoms, but a big part of under the earth. It's filled with galleries and tunnels and underground cities. It's all occupied, but it's been cleansed at the moment. So a big part of the oceans have passed to the enemy, and their capital under Mount Shasta in North America has been taken by the reptilians very long ago. And these Telosians passed on to the enemy, because they were subverted, and I don't know exactly what happened. But that's it, still remain some rebel Telosians there alongside the Agarthan local Earth people. So Telosians as well, you cannot tell them apart from Altarians, that's the same white skin, white hair, and you don't know if the other faction of that turned to the enemy. Circumstance will tell. Those ones are a colony of a blonde race from the Lion. They're called Dal, and these are not really involved on Earth. But then you have Proxima Centauri and you have the Metan. The Metan are also descendants from the Lyran races. The Metan and the Dal, they do not look like the Celosi. The Dal and the Metan, they are tall blonde hair, blue eyes or different kind of grey like brown eyes, blonde hair too clear brown. These ones are descendants of columns from there. 68, Lyran systems. Metan are part as well of the Galactic Federation of Worlds, and they work as well to help Terra. They are there as well for us, not really involved, but all those are good. Now there's two group. The third group, Lyra. I actually did a little drawing of it. Altair, Alcori, Centauri, Celo, Dal, Metan, and Lyra, Ahil, Dal, Nor. That's the main civilizations of blonde Nordic aliens. Except from Altair, Alcori, and Centauri, Celo, all the other ones are descendants from Lyra. They've created their own civilizations like Sirius B, they've bred to create a new species Ashkaru Epsilon Eridani as well, the Kel, the Amites from Wolf, Vega, and as well we have some in our solar system. We'll go back to it. 69, lineage of the Lyrans, that's complicated enough. Constellation is an optical illusion seen from Earth. A constellation is a pattern of stars arranged in a pattern, and from depending on where you are, while you look at, its star make form shapes. Lyra, it's a group of stars that visually from Earth look like a Lyra. All the constellations names they use are Earth names, is from the Greek mythology. Because in Greece there was an amazing gastronomer woman Hypatheia who named everything and became very famous. Lyra, it's an absolutely nest of most of the humanoid races in this quadrant of the galaxy. Of course this quadrant only because we are at the edge of a little arm of this galaxy, and it is very vast and there is so many much more going on. So we're just talking about what's linked to Earth. 70, Lyra. K62 because Kepler, he gave to a star system. And it is there that it was born three humanoid races. Men is the name of the system they call their star Mana, And Men is the name of the races from this case Kepler 62 system. Three humanoid races Ahl, Maya, Dal, Omenshira, and Nor or Dal. Ahl, tall blonde with very wide eyes, wider than us in proportions. The Ahl are those we used to call Pleiadians. Dal, totally looking like us, you cannot tell the difference. They do not have pale skin, they have slightly tan skin, eyes go to all the colors possible, and their eyes, you can find blonde ones but it's rare, and their hair is usually black to brown. Nor or, it's like the Ahl, exactly same physiology, muscular, but they are super tall. They're like notchants but like super tall. If you put a Nor or beside a normal Caucasian man on Earth normal size, Theman will the top of his head will be under his plexus. Shit happened in the Lyra system. They were attacked by Chica, the reptilians from Alpha Draconis and Delta Draconis to take the resources and other stuff. They negotiated to be able to flee from the Ahl. That's many of you have heard about the Lyran Wars. That's what I'm talking about. So colonies left. So all of these, they went to the Pleiades, all the three. All this line, in the drawing, is Pleiades. Nor or, Tal and Ahl went in the Pleiades. In two star systems, the star systems we call Taygeta, which is in fact called Ashara, and the star system we call Alshin, which is the name is Jaya. The Tal went two places, they went to Alcyone and to Taygeta, the Tal, those who look like us. The Tal from Jaya passed to the enemy, they changed camp, they chanced side and they are now alongside with the Reptilian Empire. So not all Pleiadians are good. That's the Tal from Jaya. But the Tal went also to Tmarchtma as one of the planets of the Asharan system, which say Stagata. The Nor or went on in the planet Alkoru, the giants. And the Ahl, Ahl, plural Ahl, they went on to another planet of the Tagatan system slash Asharan system, which they named Era. And that's why you will often hear that the inhabitants of Era in the Pleiades, called the Era Ahl. That is the blondest with huge blue eyes. The Pleiades, it's a young star cluster, there was no planet, because the stars were too young. But these people knew how to terraform, so they created this system. Some Ahl went to the cluster of the Hyades, then we found ourselves in the Vega system. Tal and Ahl went as well in the Vega star system, which is part of the Lyra constellation. So the Ahl on Vega won the world and they became named the Iliva, and the Tal became the Adari. And they have tan skin even more, they went really dark. They change regarding to the environment of the planet, they adapt. Or sometimes they mix with local species, so they change a little bit physiologically, because if then they can like breathe they're better, eat the stuff, that's there and genetically mix with the local species. It's a way of adapting better to the conditions and Lyrans are good at that. The Nor ors went. Now we are in the solar system. Oh interesting, our solar system. So the Nor ors went to Earth. Indeed they settled the colony here on Earth. They were remembered as the giants, the big giants of the mythology. And some of them adapting to our conditions, of them had red hair as well. The Tal set a colony on Venus. The Ahl set as well a colony on Venus, but on Earth as well, and on Mars. On Mars shit happened as well, on Terra they had to leave as well because shit happened as well. Only Venus, they are still there, and in there in space as well in orbit of Earth, in the orbital stations of the Federations. The Ahl went as well in the Eridani constellation and they also mixed with the local species and they became the Kale. 71. The Tal went also in the Sirius system and they mixed with the local grey species, Sirius B, Ashkiran system, so they got smaller breed with triangular face and white eyes. Funnily they look a bit like the Ahl, but the big eyes are not linked to the Ahl genes, they link to the grey genes, because the greys have big eyes. So I'll go back to my little paper. The Umites are in descendant of Ahl and Nor or, the blonde ones. Normal size and the blonde yon's big size. It's a constellation Virgo and their planet is Ummo. They are like tall humans, blonder hair, but they have a very big forehead. They have a special role in the Federation which is their transmission of knowledge, of technology. They are the ones who contact people to pass on to them knowledge about devices, free energy, medical stuff. They are the ones who try to help us, because Sithi have great ability, telepathic ability to contact people. And they are very recognizable by their tall forehead, but blonde hair, blue eyes. The Aegon come from a galaxy, far, far away. Blonde humanoid, they're very nice, they're very beautiful, and they contacted Earth once to tell them that we were going to shift in a new era of our history, and we need to be very careful, that the decisions we were going to take, coming back to Earth and interaction with us. The good ones never interact with us physically, because they respect the law of non-intervention. But they have agendas of helping us, contacting us telepathically, giving us data and helping us in our activation. As well, they work a lot with the Federation to protect us, and they've avoided us so many catastrophes, like nuclear catastrophes or natural disasters. They try to contain it that we survive, and we try to grow up and pass the test. Negative encounters, it's either reptilian shape-shifted or either all Terrans. 40 hours, 0 minutes shows faces of them from the book, Amites, Altai, Sirius B, Myra, Celosi, Telosians, Dal, Meton, Aridani King, Aegon, Hyades, Dal, Nor-Or, Adari with darker skin, Iliha, Tal Alcyone, Eril, Tamar Dal, Nor-Or, 72, humanoid races. From a gift form the stars, Q and A, is Sirius B in the Pleiadian stars? No, it's in the Canis Majoris, it's not the same constellation nor space area. Please find yourself a map of the sky, of the stars, and see the different constellations. It's in my book, Humans Can Be Bred with Greys. That's what the bad agendas are about. The Altair people symbol looks like. Anything that you see with this symbol, be careful. The Corporate of Altair, the Corporate of Altair, it's a headquarters of a collective based on the fourth planet of the Altair Iron System, and which maintains dodgy ties with the Ashtar and Draconian collectives. This is a mixed group composed of blonde humanoid race, the Alcori, that corporate cooperates with the Grace of Greys, which are not nice. This cooperate is not part of the Chico Draconian Empire, but heavily involved in abductions and interbreeding programs between the sublonde Altirans and humans, in convents with the US government. There's a presence of the detachment of the Terran military U.Estilos Alliance. This cooperative part is part of the Alliance. Some of these names have Arabic or Iranian sounding to it. Is there some connection there? I don't think so, it's just the way I've heard Thorhan pronouncing them. 73, I was starting to say although even, because I was thinking of the Anunnaki and Iraq, because they had the headquarters in Mesopotamia, but then it's nothing to do with blonde humanoids. Anunnaki is something else, it's another species. So that's nothing to do with it. What race is good from Orion? I do not know all the races of Orion. But I know some which are good, it's the Agaroth, the Elmanuki Think, and Alnilam. That's the only ones I know in Orion, maybe there's other ones in my book. Can you talk about the Altairans, working with the Nazis? The Alernas, the Nazis to build a technology. They as well work with the US government, they played both grounds, because their agenda is in correlation with the agendas of the Greys. They won't take and advance that the Terrans, the Earthlings, because we are about to create our own space force, and they don't want this space force to be allied with the Federation. So Thalterans tried to haste the process that they would get the Treans with them their side. So they gave them technology and they had them building spaceships and stuff. They helped especially the Nazis first, but then what happened? There was a huge slavery workforce involved to build these things and to work at these buildings, fleets that could go to space. So they helped them. Then shit happened for the Nazis, Hitler went so mad. His main generals decided, they knew that was smelling bad. They were about to lose probably. So they started to back up to go to Antarctica. They just abandoned Hitler, and with the Altairans they relocated to Antarctica. And there they met a colony and outpost of reptilians, that welcomed them, and I do not know what is the relationship between Thaltarants and this faction of reptilians. But they got on together with the Nazis all there, but they have their territories. They build stuff there. They're all still there and the world of slaves are sent theater to work. Egypt, there was influence in the Egyptian histories of other races, not these blonde humanoids we are talking about. Is it wise to try and contact any of these races? Be careful, because in contacting and trying to contact extraterrestrials it works exactly as thesome, as when you try to contact spirits or dead people. You need to have a link and anchor with some eon. When I never channel by chance or open and say okay anybody wants to come. No, because you open a window and anything can come, and sometimes very bad things that can look at you and never let you go and feed off your energy. And that can end up very bad. Contact these races only if you have contact with them already, if there's a being, an extraterrestrial that you have a contact with already. I wouldn't recommend to just hope for the best. It's dangerous. You put yourself in vulnerable position. There's a lot of predators. What about Arcturians? Arcturians are not humanoids, are not part of these humanity races. They are a species on their own. Are there any blue-skinned Pleiadians? No, not that I know. Have you heard of the elf Plegidians? 74, no. I know is what I've been told by Thorhan about the Ashara that we call Jita system, the Forces living there. In the Man system, the Liran systems, nobody has blue skin in there. In that Gitu Ashara system there are these three races plus another one, which has been evolved from these three, which is ninth density. They are like the Ahel but on another level, translucent and very clear. They do not have blue skin. Anyway, because I've seen Koron, who is one of them, and he has pale skin. When you go in are in lower densities, when we look at beings of a higher density, they look like beings of light. But we shift to their density, we start to see them as physical as us, that's it. It's a question of point of view, perspective. Underground craft with Nordics with pitch black eyes, not whiten eyes. That's hybrids. They do. The reptilians too and the greys, they breed hybrids with Nordics as well, earthlings. Oh wait a minute. Nordics with pitch black eyes, that's Achille Tockert. Ah, I forgot them. That's Mustards. They're not humanoids, they are not Nordic humanoids, they are greys. They are tall greys with very pale skin, like white skin. They are called tall whites. Killy Tockerts are real assholes. They work with the underground governments and they are very much involved in abductions. The Killy Tockert have the triangular black crafts. They shapeshift in blonde humanoids, but the only thing that they cannot change funnily is their eyes. They will always have dark, dark obsidian eyes. I made a drawing in my book especially about them, to show people that they do not change ice when they shapeshift. And they work underground as well with the government. There is an image in my book. There's a male, it's a tall grey, and there's a female shapeshift in a Nordic blonde, but she kept her black eyes. That's what I wanted to show you. They're very active. It seems that the most of the blue races are in Vega or in Andromeda constellation. Yeah, there are blue races in the Vega system and Andromeda system. There are many. Do you know anything about 12D Pleiadians? No. What I know is that 9th density is the highest I've heard of in the Pleiadian cluster. So I haven't heard about it, which doesn't mean they don't exist. We are talking about the Killy Tockert and you say that I am spot on. They were in triangular craft and there was human military personnel on board interacting with them in some strange language. Their ship has an astral barrier too, if that helps. Yes, so let's talk about the Killy Tockert, because the subject is here and it's important, because they shapeshift themselves in Nordic aliens. Eyes are black so that they cannot change their eyes. Their skin is very pale, they have black triangular ships. It's important to mention them regularly because they are really the assholes. They're working with deep state, as government, especially in underground bases, and they are extremely involved, actually involving abductions. They perform abductions, they are on their own, they have their own agreements with the US governments, but they tolerate to just share territories with the Maitre, which are other ugly tall greys and the Kaika, the reptilians.